From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is KALW reporter Marissa Ortega Welch. Hey, Marissa.
Hi, Janae. I'm so happy to be here.
And I am so excited you're here because Marissa is the creator and producer of the podcast, How Wild. It explores how wilderness changes over time and its relationship with us humans. But right now we're going to hear Marissa's suggestions for things to do in the outdoors around the Bay. First up is Tamales Point. Located in the northern part of the Point Reyes Peninsula, there's a hiking trail that gives beautiful views of the Pacific Coast, and the area is also home to tule elk. Marissa, why did you choose this spot?
Yeah, I love this trail because you're at the very tip of the point of Point Reyes, so you are walking out with Tamales Bay on one side and the Pacific Ocean on the other. The trail is flat, the views are incredible, you can walk as little or as far as you want, and you can see these tule elk. This time of year, they gather in big groups into the fall, and you can hear them bugling, making their noises. And I picked this also because it's the only official federal wilderness in the Bay Area. And the National Park Service that runs it is now co-stewarding the seashore with the Federated Indians of Greaton Rancheria, which is the Federation of Coast Miwok and Southern Pomo groups. The Coast Miwok used to call this area home. It was originally part of their indigenous homelands. And so this co-stewardship is an example of this growing movement among national parks to return at least some of the management of these places to the tribes who call them home.
That's a great spot that you picked because it's so beautiful. And all the information you shared, that's why you're hosting this podcast, because you know your stuff when it comes to wilderness. That's Tamales Point in Point Reyes Peninsula. Your next pick is Mitchell Canyon in Mount Diablo State Park. People use the park's hiking trail for many outdoor activities such as riding their bikes or horses. It's also home to rare plants. Visitors might also see quail and butterflies. Marissa, I know you love bird watching, and this is a popular spot for it. Tell us more about Mitchell Canyon.
Yes, this is one of my favorite places to go in the spring for birds. Also, it's a great place to see wildflowers. It's great because there's a variety of hikes. There's a flat one along the creek. You can also hike all the way up to the top of Mount Diablo if you feel so moved. But in the fall, starting soon, there are tarantulas. So I picked this because there is nothing more wild than that. And do not worry, you can walk there safely. They're not going to attack you. You actually just walk out on the trail and you see them slowly moving by. It's a fun way to ease into the Halloween season, my favorite season. And there's a number of groups that lead tarantula walks for adults and kids if you want a guided experience, but you can also just go look for them yourself. You go out at dusk from around mid-August, late August into early September. Janae, this is my official invite to you. If you want to go look for tarantulas, I will go with you.
I hope if we do that, you carry me too as well. That's Mitchell Canyon in Mount Diablo State Park. And finally, Marissa, let's talk about your podcast, How Wild. So y'all listen to Marissa travel around the country to understand the concept of wilderness, learn how issues such as climate change and technology are changing our relationship with nature. You'll hear stories from all kinds of people like rangers, environmentalists, and tribal leaders. Marissa, congratulations. I'm so excited about this podcast. It's really good. I've listened to it so far. Tell us more and what do you want people to know about it, and what inspired you to do this?
Thanks. Yeah, as you can tell, I'm a big hiker and nature person, and I was noticing all these changes on the trail, like more wildfires when I would go hiking in the summer, more people on the trail, more people bringing with us our smartphones. And wilderness didn't really seem like a place to unplug, quote unquote, in this land untouched by humans. I'm doing air quotes again. But of course, it actually never was, right? Indigenous people have managed these lands for millennia. So I wanted to look at how these changes were testing the meaning of wilderness. And really for all of us, even if you don't go to wilderness, I think these questions about how we think about nature and our relationship to it, you know, given climate change and given the ways that humans have impacted the planet, are really important. So you can listen without leaving your couch. Go to Wilderness with me without leaving the home.
And tarantulas, too. We can check out tarantulas without actually having to
be there in person. No, that you have to come with me on. You have to see them. They're very cute.
Maybe if they do a season two and you want to hear me scream at tarantulas. That's the podcast, How Wild. I've been speaking with KALW reporter Marissa Ortega Welch. Listen to her podcast, How Wild, on your favorite podcast platform, the KALW app and website, or NPR.org. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by Gonady Joe Johnson and Tariq Fuda. I'm Janae Darden.